Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Maria Nietling is the principal of artificial intelligence at Synthesis Software Technologies. Maria, good morning. How are you? So actually, it's quite strange. Good morning, firstly. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Fine, thanks yourself.
Yeah, it's a thing to actually try and let our guest get a word in edgeways. So, in fact, I had no idea who the guest was going to be until I started going through the show. And the subject matter is, will we replace people? Now, the strange thing about this is that, so the reason I'm telling you this is it was arranged that Maria come onto the show to talk about the subject, because this is a field in which he's an expert. And it turns out, unknown to my producer, that Maria has been trying to replace me for months. It's true that, isn't it, Maria? Don't deny it.
It is, Howard, yes. And we're having a lot of fun trying to do that, aren't we?
We're not there yet.
We're still on the radio. So.
Exactly. All right. For our listeners who don't know what on earth we're talking about, how are you trying to replace me?
So, as you know, Howard is also a writer, and in artificial intelligence these days, we have what we call large language models that are very adept at producing text, very human-like text, and you can guide it in a way to produce text that will look like it is produced by a certain person. So it takes on the style of writing of a person. When you show it enough of the text that someone has written, you can produce new text, new novel text, but in the same style. So we trained GPT-3, which is the model I'm speaking about, to write like Howard did, like Howard does.
How did you do that?
Well, you need to give it examples, like I said. So I took all the articles and opinion pieces Howard wrote for News24 and other blogs. I took a book that Howard wrote, and I fed that to the computers running GPT-3. And yeah, basically could now take on the style of, you know, writing like Howard.
And what was strange was that we did a live example, and we gave we fed in a title of an article and said, write it. They did that. They gave me the article, and when I read it, I would have not been able to tell that. Now, I didn't remember writing it, which is a good thing, because I hadn't lost my mind completely. But actually, it was in exactly the same style. It was remarkable.
It's uncanny. And interestingly, we also gave it this ability to create those, what I would call Monday motivational quotes. And it came up with some very inspiring quotes at some point.
Yeah. Do you have them there, any of those? But no,
I'll have a look.
You don't need to. That's fine. But it was so interesting, because it really does start to mimic people. But that's obviously quite dangerous, isn't it? Because if somebody does want to pass themselves off or pass off something as being written by a person or spoken by a person, because I mean that leads into the whole deep fake thing, which we'll just touch on now, is it does become very difficult for somebody to discern what is real and what is not real.
Indeed, you're right, and we spoke about this a few times before. On the one hand, I have the view that, you know, we have these large artificial intelligence models that can now start producing not only text, but images, and soon video. We have ones composing music and creating music. And, you know, there's even this one model called DALL-E that won an art competition. So the author used the model to generate thousands of pictures. He selected one or two that was nice, and he submitted it to this art competition, and it won a prize. And afterwards, he revealed, obviously, that this was an artificially generated model. Mm, and you know, there was a bit of an uproar and furor about this. But if humans enjoy the content, on the one hand, I want to say,
right,
who are we to say, well, we shouldn't be enjoying artificially created content, either pictures, music, you know, opera, whatever it is.
So I guess then maybe what we're saying is that we almost have to allow this development, because we're not going to stop it anyway, but we need to find a way to alert people, perhaps, to the fact that something is real or not real. You know, maybe a little icon, you know, like you've got a restaurant and you've got the V for vegan. You know, maybe there just needs to be a little icon by law, which obviously needs to be accepted around the world, that indicates that this is not real. Wouldn't that just be a simple answer?
Regulation is probably one way of trying to deal with it. I don't have the answers necessarily, because, you know, it is a tough thing. And nefarious people may want to keep that from you, that they've used something, you know, whether it's deep fake or some other technology to mimic humans.
Doesn't that then become quite an easier, much easier way for social media environments to regulate it? To say, right, if you're going to post this on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, whatever, if you are doing that, then it needs the V for vegan, whatever that would be. But if you don't do that, then it's actually a very easy way for them to say, actually, you're not a credible supplier of content, you're off the platform. So it actually becomes quite a simple way of managing this, surely.
Yeah,
I mean, not simple, I mean, nothing simple.
The platforms can regulate and police the forums and the content that is posted. That would be great. At the moment, the companies that are producing these large language models are very, very sensitive to this particular thing. They have content filters, they have terms and conditions that say you can't use their...
Right.
Software for this, and they monitor what you produce and what you're using it for. For example, DALL-E won't allow you to create a picture of a famous person at the moment.
Interesting. So it safeguards it that way.
Yes.
Absolutely fascinating. Taking a look at some of your messages, Yossi says, really, Howie, AI will never be advanced enough to compete with your natural charm and wit. It's not going to happen in a lifetime. Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad Maria heard that, because his soul...
I've got one quote
that
Howard produced, which I thought was really profound. It says, you can't be a real country unless you have a beer and an airline. It helps if you have some kind of football team or some nuclear weapons, but at the very least, you need a beer. And I thought that was profound.
And ridiculous enough to be something that I might even have said. Maren Nietling, AI principal at Head of AI at Synthesis Software Technologies. Thank you for chatting to us this morning.